Now we're given another incident, and this evidently took place sometime in the afternoon. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. Now, she's not called a mother-in-law. She's called Simon's wife's mother. My mother-in-law used to call my attention to that. That was the nice way of saying it, and I'm sure it was. Verse 31, and he came and took her by the hand, and he lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her. She ministered unto them. Now, this is another miracle already, and it took place that same day. And then verse 32, and at even. Now, we've come through the day, and it's in the evening. When the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with demons. Now, Mark's going to do the same thing that Matthew did. Call your attention to the fact that we have only very few incidents of him healing, that literally he healed thousands of people, but only a few are given as incidents to them. And we're told here, they brought unto him all that were diseased, them that were possessed with demons, and all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many demons, and suffered not the demons to speak, because they knew him. The very interesting thing here is the demon world, they recognize him. And we're told that they believe, and yet they're not saved, of course. Now, we find that what happened, that we go through a day with him, and he's very busy. Now we're told in verse 35, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day. Now you'd think after a busy Sabbath day that he'd sleep in that morning. Well, he didn't do it. I know a lot of preachers take off Monday. They want to rest after a busy Sunday. But here you have that, and you'd think that he would rest. But no, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. Now, this is the beginning of the gospel, you see. He's now, by his teaching, preparing them for that which is salvation. That is, his death and his resurrection. His teaching will not save you, friend. It is what he did for us on the cross. Now, we find that he wants to cover that entire territory in his 3 years ministry. Verse 39. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out demons. Now, it's well to note that there was a great manifestation of demon power at this time. The fact of the matter is that we have three periods during the time of Moses, during the time of Elijah, and now during the time of our Lord on earth.